Well,
yes, is this Eliza?
Hey, Lenny, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, but as of this second, when I just checked with the bank, the money, not one penny of the $4,500 has come through, and Codex Lab is not returning any of our calls, not the bank's and not mine. What's going on?
All right, okay. Okay, as far as I'm aware about the refund, it has been processed from our end. I believe Steve even shared screenshots with you, correct? The receipts.
He only shared one screenshot. That was the first $2,250 that was released mid-November. But as of mid-November to mid-December, 30 days later, it has still not come through. He has not shown me any screenshot for the second $2,250.
Okay.
Why don't you send that? Yeah, send that to me while we're on the phone.
All right. Just give me a moment. Let me quickly check. Okay. Can I put you on a short hold?
And before you go, even to check, would you also give me the number again for Codex Lab?
Well, see, calling Codex Lab will not be of any use because that's a payment merchant and they usually do not entertain their clients because you are our client and we are theirs. So if there is any concern, we are the ones who they will be contacting and, you know, providing an update to. So just give me a moment. Let me quickly check.
So you don't want me to call them again?
Yes, because even if you... Yeah, because even if you call them, it will be of no use.
Well, you're right, because they've not paid the money, period. They have not sent it out. I just checked with my bank seconds before I called you.
Okay, give me a moment. I'm checking right now. Just give me one moment, okay? So you have received $500 and $4,500 is pending, correct?
Correct.
All right, okay. Just give me a moment, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, thank you for patiently waiting, Rini. Rini, if you could check your text messages with David, he has shared two images with you. One is of 15th November, and the other one is for 5th of December. He has shared both the screenshots. Meanwhile, if it's okay, if you could give me around 1 or 2 hours, let me have a word with my finance. My finance will check with Codex Lab, and we will get back to you because the funds have been released from our end. So we don't know why there has been such a huge delay. So if you could just give me an hour
Well,
or two.
Elise, if you remember, even getting the 500 released, from the time you released it to the time it came to me was a long, long, long time. More than, I don't remember how long, but more than 30 days from the time you released it to the time I got it was more than a month later. Codex Lab is very, very slow.
Well, that's our payment merchant, so there is nothing we can do about that. But definitely, I can have my finance give them a call and see what the holdup is, and then I can provide you with a confirmation from our end as well. Because we don't have the
Would you
funds, I can.
please resend me David's emails? I did not get the second one on December 5th. I've not heard from him that
No, he did
recently.
not
Would
send you
you?
an email. He sent you a text on 12th of December. There will be two images
Oh.
he might have shared.
On the 12th of December, would you resend it to me? Because I don't find it here.
Give me a moment. I'll just send it to you right now. It will be coming through from David. Give me a moment. Just give me a moment, okay?
Thank you.
Can you check your text messages? You must have received two images.
Just this second, you mean?
Yes, right now. Your text message on your phone.
Okay. Let me go over and just take a look.
Sure.
Thank you for sending that. Okay. Yes, I have it now.
The first refund was processed on 15th, and the second was processed on 5th. So I'll just take an update from the finance department. Give me an hour or two, and I will get back to you. Either me or David, one of us will give you a call back, okay?
Okay, does that mean that you're going to call Codex Lab
Well, yes,
when
I
you
will be
check with the
informing.
finance team?
Correct. I will be informing the finance department, and they will be checking in with our payment merchant.
Okay. Oh, Elise, before we go, this has been such a, I don't know what negative word to use, but such a disaster for both you, your company, and for me. What do you think went wrong? Why did it not work? I really, really would like to know.
See, for that, if you're being very honest, I will have to have a word with my marketing department. I'll ask them to create a report and I can share it with you. That way you will know what were the problems or what were the roadblocks that we faced, and you will have a much more clearer perspective.
So you don't feel comfortable just talking to me about it yourself?
See, I'll tell
I
you why,
know, are
because
you?
I'll tell you a very common perspective. Probably, that maybe the content was something that the people did not like, or maybe like that. But if I ask the marketing department, they will provide me the real report, the real stats. Then I can share them with you and I can talk to you about them. I can explain it to you in much more detail.
All right. The only thing that Samantha shared was that there were delays at your end, and things got waylaid right from the beginning, but I never really understood why. So because it was took so much of your time and so much of my time, and it went nowhere, it just seems like we should both look into it, evaluate it, and learn from it. I'd like to learn from the lesson because it's been a horrible experience, and it has to have been horrible, Elijah, for you as well.
Well, sure. See, that is something I can definitely help you out with. So let me have a word with the marketing department, ask them to create a report, and I can share it with you. That way, even you will have a much more clearer perspective, and in future, you could avoid the problems or the things that created a hurdle.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's do that. So you're going to call me back in an hour or two. I am available up until noon. I've got 3 hours. And then I'm not available after that. So if you call me back in less than 3 hours, I'd really appreciate it.
Perfect, perfect. You will get a call back from me in the next 2 hours. Don't worry about it. Probably before that.
I'd really appreciate it. I'd appreciate some word being kept. So keep appreciate it. It would mean a lot to me.
Sure. Don't worry about it. I'll make sure I assist you. So just give me an hour or two. Let me get to the root cause, and I will definitely get back to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
No problem. Bye-bye, Rennie. Take care.